cordiality, sincere affection, and kindness. What's up, Army? This is Bring the Soul.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Army, what is up, everyone? Yay. Thank you so much. We are back here for the Bring Me Soul after show on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you, Army, so much for joining us. We are here talking episode 5, cordiality. I am joined by my amazing host. He is the third guy to my left.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Ollie Drennan.
Hi. We're just going to keep this roast to cook it.
We're just going to keep it going. And I am Veronica Valencia, and I'm going to 100% crash all of your V-lives.
Woohoo! And I'm going to be right there, you know, supporting her all the way.
Coming up in this episode, we're going to be talking all about, you know, BTS starting their leg of the Europe tour for the Love Yourself tour, mm-hmm. as well as them being influential international artists. We're also going to be talking about the injuries and the physical limits that our boys kind of have to set for themselves, as well as the theme of happiness that has an overall tone throughout this whole episode. We are also a show of variety, so we will be taking our own spin on Run BTS called Run ABTV. What's the theme for today? You have to stick around to find out, as well as news about the House of BTS. But before we get into any of that, Ollie, what was your overall thoughts on this episode, as well as, I guess, the theme of cordiality, which I didn't really know at first, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's such a weird word to say. Like, I feel like all the other episodes' titles were, they're so nice.
They were direct.
Crisp, and then cordiality. I'm like, that's a word. Cordial. But anyway, I think that this episode kind of made me realize, seeing the boys, they seem the most, speaking of happiness you brought up, they seem the most happy when they're, it's weird to say this, when they're not performing and they're just together, like outside in the hotel room, or they're out drinking or like eating Korean barbecue. They literally seem so happy, and so that's where they're most themselves. And I think that's when they feel the most safe. And they love performing. Hello, they wouldn't be doing what they wouldn't be doing that if they hated it, you know. But I think with just wanting to be a good entertainer, there is so much pressure upon doing good, and it just sucks when, you know, the idea of injury comes, or when injuries actually do happen, that makes matters even worse. And so it's just nice to see them have that, you know, like those tense moments dissipate when they are together, when they're like happy, you know, being the brothers that they are.
Yeah. I thought this episode was, so far of the series, the most important episode. You know, this entire series, we've kind of seen them talking about the pressure and how to keep up the energy and how they just want to be great and how they don't want to make mistakes and how they have to kind of endure all of this while on tour, and they're doing so much. But it also, I found it just so important, because I think this was the episode where they really had to take a step back, reevaluate, you know, their physical limits. Because you can be great as much as you want. You can go extra 150%, but if it's going to put you at further risk of injury,
right,
it's kind of like, at what cost, you know, for a great performance. So I thought it was a very important episode to see, and I liked the fact that they got to kind of take that step back and see, like, we needed to take care of ourselves, because we've seen so much of how they put pressure on themselves and can't, and have a harder time to let things go. So I just really liked that they did have that moment for
themselves. And it's just like a sport. I keep saying this, like, K-pop to me, and how it's kind of presented, is a sport. Like, they take it seriously. We take it seriously too. But we're like, don't hurt yourself. But also, you know, even some of the fans, like, it just like looks like it's such a spectacle. It seems like a sport, you know. And like, obviously with sports, you don't want injuries in sports, but we're not talking about sports. Screw sports. But like, you know, you want to do good, but at the same time, it just like really puts it in perspective for us fans to see how where their heads are at, you know. Because we don't think of our favorite artists getting injured like that. But this is a different story when they're just touring and they're doing these 26 set list, you know, concerts, and they're packed. They might be even sold out. So it's just baffling. Yeah. There's even more pressure on top of that to just be able to perform well.
In the beginning, I really liked Yoongi's quote of saying, U.S. and Canada have artists they can be proud of, meaning, like, international artists. And I really liked that, because it's true. There's so much, I mean, I love K-pop, I like J-pop, there's you know, some Spanish music. There's so much international music out there, mm-hmm. and I like seeing people, those artists, find success in other places as well. Mm-hmm. And I liked that. I thought it was a very nice quote.
You mean like U.S. and Canada? Like,
well, not just, he meant U.S. and Canada specifically, but I'm just talking about artists, like international artists, being able to find success in other places mm-hmm. in general.
Yeah, I think as, especially for us being K-pop fans, that's always kind of what we wanted, like with K-pop, to kind of make that scene, like make that, yeah. get popular in U.S. At least, what, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you kind of wanted it. You felt like a, not, you kind of felt like, not a freak, but you felt weird for liking mm-hmm. K-pop. It was so underground, and I think that the times have really gotten better, and I feel like we can kind of say that about BTS and other K-pop artists and groups and girl groups and boy bands and whatnot. So it's kind of cool. Like, I agree with that quote. I love that you brought that up.
And Jimin also said something kind of interesting here, too. So it's like, this episode opens up with them just kind of having a really fun time, watching the game, you know, just being normal, ordinary boys.
Happy.
As Namjoon, and happy, as Namjoon would say. But Jimin kind of has this thought of, like, wondering why people like them. And I don't know. It was interesting to me because I guess, you know, when you do get to a point of success, I don't necessarily want to use the term famous, because I feel like famous in terms of how you approach it and how you want it is different from success. So when you do reach a place that is so successful, I guess you do tend to have those thoughts of, oh, how have I gotten here? Why do people keep coming back? Why do people respond to me? And it is just, I guess, kind of normal to have those thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Because I think in their shoes, they're not thinking of why we like them so much. Because not to bring up crushes, like let's say all these girls and boys that have crushes on them, you know, they don't think of like, you know, they're not thinking. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I completely lost track all my thought. But yeah, anyways, please cut me off, Ronica.
Yeah, well, we can also just talk about, you know, how we've talked about this in other episodes, and again, it was briefly touched upon in this episode, of how they learn from each other, you know, and they continue to learn from each other. You know, J-Hope is basically saying he learned so much in terms of music from Namjoon, and how he doesn't take music lightly anymore, and it's kind of this responsibility. So, you know, they're always learning from each other, and I feel like they continuously have moments where they do get to learn from each other, because, you know, especially with this is the first time that they got to go to Europe mm-hmm. too for this tour.
Right.
So there's just more chances, more things to learn in terms of culture as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let's go into kind of the physical limits, because speaking of their first time in Europe, it's also just a very bittersweet kind of moment, because for Jungkook especially, he's so excited that he finally gets to go to Europe, but he gets to go to Europe and before their first concert he gets injured
mm-hmm.
and it was the injury to his heel and he needed stitches and he couldn't perform
mm-hmm.
and it was very bittersweet, because we've seen in this series of how all these members and even the members themselves know how passionate they are for the stage, and it like really mentally hurts them that they can't perform. They feel like they have so much regret because they're disappointing people, which I don't think they are, because mm-hmm. especially in Jungkook's case, because yeah, he might have not been performing 100% like the rest of the members, but he was still there. He
right.
was still a presence. He was still performing and singing his heart out. He just couldn't dance. So it was kind of sad to see how that crushed him, when I'm like, you still did what you could do.
Right.
But I understand, you know, there's just, to them, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like you want to achieve, like, they already know that they're not perfect, but you kind of want to be, like, 99% there all the time. And just mm-hmm. having the thought of an injury, being injured, that already, like, oh, I'm going to disappoint my fans. I agree. I don't think that will happen. Like, the fans yeah. are just going to go crazy that they're even in your freaking presence. Trust me, ARMY. Like, for real. But, I mean, there's not to say that there's those crazy, horrible, toxic people that I don't consider fans to say nasty things, but, you know, I think it's that fear of possibly just disappointing people and making them feel sad that the group isn't complete, for mm-hmm. lack of a better term.
Yeah. And we've even kind of seen, so it's obviously with JK out, they go, Jimmy and Jin even mentioned it, they kind of go, you know, 110%. They go over to kind of make up for the hole.
Right. And then it's like, oh, great, don't overwork yourselves too.
But that's exactly what happened, especially with Jimin, because his muscles started to cramp up and that caused him to have to miss the Graham Norton show, which I brought that up on a previous episode. And like, to me, that was surprising because that was the first time I had ever seen them apart,
right?
Or like someone not there.
And it doesn't, like, I don't want to say this, but it doesn't feel right when they're all not there. And so for them to know that and fans acknowledging that, that's kind of, it's just like, it's a disruptance. And they don't want to just cause that disruptance. And that, it's like a lack of a better term. I'm not saying that's horrible that one of them's not there, but it's, as I said before, it's not complete. So it doesn't feel normal. Air quotes, you know?
Yeah.
It's not what we're used to.
Yeah. Obviously, like the boys, like Tae was saying, it's a good day when it's optimal when no one gets hurt. And Yoongi's basically saying, oh, you're unlucky that you got hurt. Yoongi actually got like a shoulder injury when he was a trainee because he got hit by a car. He didn't tell anyone. Probably in the fear that something bad would happen, like they would let him go. But I mean, that's what I'm saying is that, you
it's
know,
a good excuse of getting out of like work or work. Know,
I mean, he doesn't want to get out of work. He loves his work. But you know, it's just getting injured is never good, and they want the best for everyone because they know, along with being injured itself, it's painful. But then mentally, it's also painful because of how it affects them and their work.
Yeah, and one person's injury will not only affect the group, but it'll affect the fan reaction and whatnot. And it's a domino effect.
Yeah.
In multiple directions.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice to know that they continue to perform. You know, Namjoon was basically saying, we can't let the audience see that we are, you know, worried or, you know, really affected. We kind of have to go on as normal. But like I said, that just makes them want to go harder. And especially with Jim in particular, he goes super hard. I think Jungkook said this. He goes super hard to the point where he does strain himself. And that's just dangerous. So I like the fact that I'm not entirely sure if it was their manager or if it was their
publicist
or their coach who jumped in and said, you know, you need to kind of put a limit on yourselves because, you know, we keep getting down members, and that's just it's not good for you, it's not good for the performance, et cetera.
And I think they needed that, honestly. Like, they didn't, that manager / stage,
that guy
that guy, someone in the chat, someone in the comments, let us know who that was. But that person, like, said it perfectly, and it wasn't like nasty or super strict or completely off the, like, nothing what they were saying was outlandish. You know, they weren't being unfair to the boys, because I think they needed that, and I hope that really put them in the right direction of how they're going to perform moving forward and take care of themselves. And also, like, going back to them, just that this is their first time in Europe, so that is sad. That's another added pressure on top of, like, oh great, we're down someone, kind of. And then I still think the fact that the fans in Europe, they're just happy that
They're happy that they're there for the first time.
They're seeing them. They're in their presence in Europe. So, like, they're, I'm sure everyone was just happy to attend that concert.
I'm sure there was also concern. Like,
They
were happy that they were there, but they also share concern with
they
members.
Right.
They want Jungkook to get better.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, until this came out, I guess we really didn't see the severity of the injury or just, like, how much of a toll it actually had on Jungkook and Jim and their injuries. So it gives us that perspective. But RM honestly said it best in that done is better than perfect. Because it's true. We've talked about this so much on this show. It's perfection is impossible to achieve. So it's just better to, you know, do your best.
Mm-hmm.
And getting it done the best way that you can is honestly the best you can ask for. Because at the end of the day, when you get it done the best way you can, people are happy, people aren't injured.
Mm-hmm. It shows that you gave it all your best. And, you know, there's nothing relatable or exciting about perfection. Kristen Bell said it best.
Perfection is boring.
Exactly.
Real quick, let's talk about kind of this overall theme of happiness, because especially, you know, in Amsterdam, we have a lot of moments where the members are talking about being happy, and there are a lot of moments that Mia's army felt happy, such as, you know, just Jin and Taeyang showing off their rooms. Jin always whose first instinct is always to eat something. And then
my God, what was that thing he was eating?
I really couldn't tell if it was a chocolate or not. Like a golden painted chocolate. Like,
yeah, that was so weird.
I couldn't tell. But
I kind of wanted it. It made me happy. Like, I was like, I want some.
I loved this quote when Tay is talking about his face mask, because his skin is worth it. I loved it. It's just, you know, there are small moments that make us happy, but then we talk about the boys and, you know, Tae Young is always saying he wants to just make music with BTS for a very long time. And the thing that I loved about his speech here is that he has been very open about he doesn't mind if things go slower, because, you know, he mentioned that they had opportunities to go higher faster, and he likes the pace that they're going. And I really respect that and appreciate that about what they're saying, is because sometimes in this industry, people see dollar signs and they want you just to get to the highest level possible, maybe before you're ready. And right. But I like the fact that he is that they have the opportunity to take their time, and they're happy with that.
And I think that's a good thing, because by taking your time, people aren't seeing you as like money, you know. Yeah. I feel like you said, go fast as you can. People are just seeing you as money. And so I think it's like that old thing too as well. It's not about the destination. It's so stupid. Yeah. And corny. It's not about the destination, it's about the journey, because mm-hmm. that's what's going to make you grow at the end of the day. You don't want to skip all of that. You don't want to skip the growth and learning from one another, like the boys are doing, like we've been talking about.
Yeah.
That, like, don't be like the movie Click.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Just fast forward. But, and something else, too, that was nice about this topic of happiness was also kind of seeing, obviously, they're happiest when they're performing, but I love seeing other things that make them happy, like Taeyong's creative side with photography, or Jin playing video games or doing Eat Jin, or, you know, Suga producing music. So there's so many moments, like I said, that they find happiness, and that we as ARMY are happy that they are happy, but also happy watching them.
Mm-hmm. And it's cool just to see them have like their own different mm-hmm. set of interests.
Yeah.
And they all just come together at the end of the day to perform, and it's cute. And it's like,
they're just normal guys, and they are working on themselves.
And they're very humble.
And they're incredibly humble.
That's the thing. That's the most cordial thing about this freaking group and this episode.
All right, Ollie, any final thoughts?
I'm a little terrified to get to this. We're going to go to news.
We're going to go to news first.
But so I'm a
hold that thought.
Yes.
We are going to get into news. But before that, again, I just want to give a shout out to everyone in our chat. Thank you so much for joining us. To Jennifer, Marie, and Rainey, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
I love the conversation going on here. Purple, you are me. All right, now let's go into some news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yeah. So. Ooh. So as I'm talking, we're going to play this video in the background and show some pictures. So I'm sure ARMY knows that the House of BTS opened up in South Korea, in Seoul. Just basically like a little pop-up shop kind of showing all of the members throughout their eras. So, you know, the DNA era, Mic Drop, you know, they have all this merch. And it's just so nice. I'm honestly jealous that I am not in Seoul myself.
I was reading it was there. It's going to be there for 80 days.
For 80
until
days.
January 5th.
So I have, it's going to be there until like, yeah, January.
Beginning of January.
January 5th, 2020. So I have a few months to get there. So,
yeah, you do.
I honestly hope this pop-up shop travels.
Right.
I think it would.
That's the whole point of pop-ups.
Yeah.
They're supposed to travel. Be mobile.
Yeah, exactly. This would be awesome, because I know there's been a couple of pop-up shops that throughout the U.S. specifically for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. I would love if this travels and makes its way overseas, because
so
I would wait in line for a very long time.
It's
for
bound
this.
To. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be such a long line, but it's going to be worth it.
Oh,
however,
yeah.
The great thing about pop-ups is that they're free.
They're free.
I mean, the merchandise, you have to buy it.
But you can go to for free, take pictures.
If there's something you do want to buy, mm-hmm. buy it.
Speaking of pictures, our boys actually also got to go and visit the pop-up shop themselves, and we have pictures of that as well. Right, Ryan?
Oh my gosh. Oh, so cute.
Okay, well, we can talk about it. Yeah, so basically, the cutest thing about this pop-up shop is they have these little figurines now. I'm not a figurine person, but I would buy the set of these BTS figurines, because they are so cute. All of our guys got to take pictures kind of with their little figurine. We have pictures of RM, Jimin, and Jungkook. And then there's, like, outside, there's the little ARMY bombs that you can take pictures with. So it's all a fun time. And like I said, I'm very jealous that I can't be there. And so I really hope it travels. There's Tay.
The DNA sweater, too, is so cute.
There, I will buy everything, and it will make me broke.
I want a BTS sweater. I think that's kind of my goal.
I want all of them.
Winter.
Yeah, guys, let's all just dream about being at the
2020.
House of
we're gonna be there. It's gonna come in LA. It's gonna go to New York. It's gonna go. I'm saying it now. It's gonna have a U.S. pop up tour.
And Ollie and I will camp out and we'll go.
Honestly,
we are a show of variety, everyone, and so we like to take our own spin on Run BTS called Run ABTV. What's the theme for today? We are going to guess that BTS member. I went first for the last round, so I think Ollie can go first this round.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's do this.
Let's see if we know them. Okay. Probably don't, as much as I like to think.
Start stretching.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, no, that was mine. Okay, you have to guess, Veronica. That was from me.
Wait, then can I get that again? It's too deep to be Jimin. I'm going to say... Play it again. Here's the thing. A part of me wants to say J-Hope because he is the number one sound effect. But it's not him because he's way more chaotic. I'm going to guess it is Namjoon. That's my final guess.
Final guess.
It's not.
Dang it. This one kind of threw me. So that's why I included it. It was Suga.
Marie in the chat got it. She said Suga.
Oh my gosh, good job, Marie. Because it was like they're all together and he's just waving around. He's like super deep yells. One of those super deep yells.
Yeah.
So you were on the right track of like, it's you're on the right track.
I was on the right track. I knew it was a deeper voiced member. Yeah. All right. Ali's turn.
Okay. Oh, that was mine too. That's yours.
This is totally...
You're fine. No, don't worry.
That was J-Hope. That's Hobie. That's J-Hope. Paquito. Because he's, I totally, that was from like an interview too, where they're talking about like, who's your favorite song at the moment? I think it was,
it was an American interview.
Yeah. That one I knew.
Veronica, you are right.
Hey!
Good job. Very good job. I picked a really easy one for you.
Oh, thank you.
You've seen that interview before.
I've seen that interview.
All right. Is it my turn now?
Is it Ollie's turn?
Here I go.
Yeah, here we go.
It's so much pressure.
That is a member.
Okay. That could literally be anyone. But I will say, I want to say, oh God, Jin?
Is that your final answer?
One more time. Okay, Jin. Jin. I'm going to say Jin.
He's your hope. You're his hope. He's J-Hope!
Okay, fine.
Like I said, he's the number one sound effect.
I know, but I wasn't sure if Jin was just having one of his moments.
I can imagine it being Jin and him being extra, 100%.
I know. I was like, she's trying to throw me off.
All right, let's go with the last one.
That was kind of scary. Okay, I'm gonna guess. I think I know who it is. But at first I thought it was Jonathan. Sorry, I thought it was Jonathan at first. Jimin.
You think it's Jimin?
Yeah.
Final answer.
Yes. Damn it! Who was it?
It's Tay Tay. It's Tay Tay laughing.
O&O for Ollie.
It's okay. This one is hard because it's like the most obscure sound. I literally had J-Hope going, I know.
Those are good though. It's like they could be anyone. All right.
I just want to give a shout out to Marie again in the chat who pretty much got all of these, I'm sure. She's guessing Suga, J-Hope, Hobie, Taeyong.
Good job.
You guys are so good. But these games are really fun and we enjoy playing. And we appreciate you playing along with us. For right now, though, that is all the time we have for episode 5 of Bring the Soul Cordiality. Ollie, where can ARMY find you on social media?
ARMY, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, along with my purple hair, at Ollie Dreamer.
And you can find me, Veronica Valencia, on Twitter and Instagram, at It's Me, Veronica_V. Thank you so much for tuning in to the BTS Bring the Soul After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Stay tuned as we are covering the final episode next to BTS and ARMY. We purple you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.